seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Debazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
Okay, everyone, welcome to The Real Kings of Pickup, Vince Kelvin and Arash Jakar Debazar. Pickup at a whole new level, seduction above and beyond. We're ready to answer your questions. On my side, I am here live from Pickup Academy 2016. It's a 7-day training, 2 days by the beach, the rest in Hollywood, going to so many different venues, settings, and so on. It's the 8th consecutive years of Pickup Academy, so there's a group of gentlemen that have been kicking ass today at the beach, at the sun. So I'm fresh from the field. I'm ready to share some priceless distinctions. Arash, what's going on your side?
Brother, I keep cracking the code, so I'm ready to go. I don't want to waste time because we're short and I want to answer questions, so let's start.
Excellent. Gentlemen, if you're in a loud place, you mute your line by pressing star 6. Meanwhile, who's going with the first question of the evening?
Hey Vince, this is Raul in Seattle.
Hey Raul, how are you?
I'm doing great. Excited to be talking to you guys. I wanted to talk a little bit about me. You know, I'm 47 years old, and I feel like I've grown softer. Like I've been, you know, doing my spiritual work, doing my personal developing work. But also, you know, as I studied with you guys, I feel like I'm improved, but I still feel a little bit softer on my own masculinity, my own power. So I want some kind of advice how I can get more into action and feeling confident from within.
Great, Arash, I'll let you go with that one.
Yeah, this is my area. You are softer. That's why. Okay? You sound soft. So you're not going to fool anybody. If you don't want to be soft, then be hard. That's the opposite of it. You know, if you say, I feel like I'm softer, it means you're comparing it to something you know. You must have a contrast in your mind in order for you to even pose the question. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You must know what the polar opposite of where you are is. And you're asking how to get there. Stop doing what you're doing and do the other one. There's no trick. You're trying to stay soft and then be hard. It's not going to work. Okay? I can hear it in your voice. I know exactly what's happening. First of all, you need coaching, which is my answer to everything. This phone call is not going to solve your problem, but it'll bring attention to this basic point. Is that you already know where you should be. That's why you're saying you've gone softer, because you must have somewhere to compare to, otherwise you would never say that. Based on that, it means you're trying to keep something, meanwhile become harder. You can't. You're on the complete opposite end of the scale. You need to go the other way, and everything in your life will improve. You lose a lot of people, but at the same time you should lose them, because those are the people that are keeping you soft. They're the disease. You're surrounded by disease, and you don't see it, and you're trying to keep them around, appease them, keep them happy, and at the same time, you're losing yourself and you're losing your soul, and that's some fucked up shit, and I've been there. That's my advice.
Phenomenal. Now, perspective, perception is also key, because it's not that you're not capable, it's that you're processing everyday life from a perspective that's not allowing you to access those resources within. Okay? So you need to organize your thinking in a way that's gonna first give yourself the permission. See, if you get caught into the hierarchy of life, okay, first, different crowds, different groups, it's kindergarten stuff. The reality is we're all very vulnerable creatures that are also extremely powerful, and we're here on this planet only briefly. Now, if suddenly you decide to be a little bit more aggressive and in touch with your masculinity, but you're surrounded by people who don't really do that, don't really know you as that, and so on, you're probably gonna take too long for you to really realize you're free and you can do it today. So you gotta remind yourself every day of that bigger picture in a way that inspires you. So that's what I have to say for that, because any change you want to experience at that level comes to you more naturally. For example, it's suddenly the only way you can survive is by tapping into your own true masculinity. How much longer would you wait until you do it? It would happen in one shot. You would discover qualities about yourself you never knew you had. Okay? So you got to put things back into perspective. Don't buy too much into the model of the world, of everybody's opinion and this and that, because that's just that. You know, nobody has the monopole. Nobody knows. And then don't buy too much into the distractions of everyday reality. There are things you need to do. Get them done. But think bigger picture. And that will help you to access greater powers.
Beautiful.
Excellent.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Pleasure, Ro. Awesome. Thanks for being on the call.
Yep.
Okay. Who else? I had to mute one gentleman, 914 number. So we're ready for the next question, guys.
Hey, Vince, this is Terrence Lee from Miami. Hey, Ross, what's up? So my question is, I was at work today and a vendor, I'm trying to make this really quick. So we have people come inside the hotel and the spa, and some of them sell their own stuff. So this vendor, really cute girl, she came in and she started to, she basically introduced herself because I was new. She had been there for a while. So when I started talking to her, I used the technique that you told me to give her hints about value so that she can engage, and it worked very well. She started asking me a lot of questions about what I did. I told her I DJed here and there. She got very interested. So my question is, because it's a professional environment, so I don't really want to just drop the, basically try to close the deal. So my question is, should I continue to get her to engage, or should I take the heavy risk of basically asking her to come out with?
Well, your job comes first. Now, the way you do it, by the way, if you missed my Periscope, the last one, make sure you go see it before it erases, because you'll see a live pickup right there. But job comes first. Now, if you start seeing she's interested, then very simple. You say, look, this is a professional environment. You're working, I'm working. This conversation should be had later time. If you want to come to any of the venues I just mentioned, you'll be my personal guest. So if you have a phone, I can give you my number. Just shoot me a text, and I'll be glad to talk to you about this later, or you can be my guest. Real simple. And you just bring attention to exactly what you said. It's a professional environment. Not what she's talking right now in this area, but I get it. And you sound like you like to have a good time. You seem interested. This is what I love to do. It's my passion. And you seem cool. So if you want to fucking come hang out, you have a phone on you, perfect. Here's my number. Go ahead and shoot me a text right now. So I have your number. That's how I would do it.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
There you have it. You know, I think also you got to dig deep within yourself to be more honest with yourself, because it's easy initially to focus too much on women that are already involved in your life, especially at a professional level, and to use that as a cop-out to not go out there, put yourself on the line, and meet new women. So you got to ask, is there truly on my part some genuine, real interest, or am I just thinking maybe her because it's convenient and she's giving me a little attention? That's not real attention, because it's professional attention. And then, just like Rashid, I have my own rendition of it. I go, you know what? This is a professional setting. We're here for a certain reason. But I'm an honest man. I got to tell you, if I met you outside of this professional setting, I probably would want to at least get to know you a little bit more. Now, I know I don't want to put you on the spot, but, you know, I just wanted to let you know of that. But at the same time, you know, and I would contrast, I would say I'm not one of those guys who would just beat around the bush. I will just say that once. And if you think, you know, hey, it'd be cool to get to know each other outside of the professional setting, phenomenal. If you think no, and that would not make you comfortable, then we're back at fully professional.
Wait no longer. Search no further. You are about to progress faster than ever with the most innovative, multidimensional mega event of a lifetime. the Global Seduction, Lifestyle, and Relationships Convention in Hollywood, September 23rd, 24th, 25th, 2016. So much more than a summit. Featuring only the best of the best, true pillars of the pickup community. Vince Kelvin, Arash Dibazar, Bad Boy, Hypnotica, Adam Lyons, David Weigand, Akito Mosley, John Keegan, and James Marshall. No conference can even compare. Nothing ever like it. Lectures, workshops, parties, club access, boot camps, VIP dinner, party bus, and lifestyle exhibit. But hurry, price goes up as event gets closer. So get your ticket today at www.globalslr.com or call 323-309-3219. That's www.globalslr.com or call 323-309-3219.
Covering some good ground. We got 15 minutes left, gentlemen. So toss your question. Yes. It's okay if a person who asks a question asks another one, or perhaps a rush. I mean, some interesting distinctions, of course, being at it all day long. So maybe if you want to pitch in something on your side, and then I'll pitch in something on my side while they figure out some other questions. How about that?
Go ahead.
Hello, Vince.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Andy from Houston. How are you, Vince, and how are you, Arash?
Good.
Well,
yeah, I was just curious. You know, like, every table, every chair has, like, four legs. So what would you say are the legs for pickup? What do you think are the pieces for pickup?
That's an interesting question. My answer is I don't know. Vince can answer it.
Okay, I'm going to pitch in. I know you probably have heard Tony Robbins at some point talk about beliefs, you know, and comparing them to legs, and you're using a metaphor a little bit outside of the context. I just happen to have heard that reference before. So, you want to probably ask about some core beliefs for pickup.
Yep, kind of similar to that.
Similar. I don't know if you need to compare to a chair and legs, but the pillars of pickup. So, correct?
Yes.
So, yeah, a translation, he's looking for, like, some key distinctions of mindset that will support.
Yeah, I understand it, but I don't think I can answer that question because it's a broad question. You have to understand, it's like saying, what are some key core beliefs of basketball, football, or anything else? Once you master an art form, you get down to the basics, they're all the same. The ancient samurai knew this. If you watch someone pour tea, and know that person was a master. You could watch someone walk. You could watch someone talk. You could walk into someone's room and know they're a master. You could watch them drive a car. It's the same principles, underlying principles, mastery lies in everything. Okay, now, the one answer I'll give you, because until you do what I say, I don't care what else you fucking do, is you have to put in so many hours and dedication. And you haven't done that. So you see, without that, all the other pillars mean nothing. Because everybody's looking for a shortcut. And if your answer was, what are some shortcuts that I can use to get better at pickup? I would answer you, there is no shortcut. Get in there. Like Vince is teaching for 7 days in field. I wonder how many hours Vince has logged in field. You know, think about that for a second. So if you want to achieve mastery at his level, then you got to at least put in that many hours. So before anybody gets into some mystical shit about pickup, first ask yourself, in the last 48 hours, how many interactions have you had with women? And that answer will determine how good you're going to be at pickup. Now, if you come in and say, I've had so many interactions, and I'm constantly going in field, and here's the proof, then I'll give you some ideas. Until then, everybody's trying to do something without doing what the actual task is. It's like you want to get buff without going to the gym or eating properly. First, go to the gym, eat properly. After you do that for a couple of months, dedicated-wise, I can come look at me, and I see the results, then I'll give you the next step. So from the tone of your voice and from what I'm picking up, and I could be completely wrong, I'm not picking up that this is somebody who's constantly talking to women and out in field. So that's your first pillar and most important pillar. From there, let's call that the roots of the tree. From there, the tree will grow and you'll have different branches that you're looking for. That's my answer.
You know, Rash just mentioned, like, I don't know how many hours Vince, imagine the hours that Vince has logged in field. It's funny because I had an interaction. I'm going to put pictures on Facebook of that interaction this afternoon. But it's so funny because I had three girls that I didn't know right in front of me, but I knew them because they reminded me of hundreds of similar groups, and I had the conscious realization of that, you know. And I did a cold read on them. I said, you are like this, you're like that, and you're like that. And they all like kind of jump back and go, oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah. And, you have the answer there. I know you. I know you did quite a bit of training in the past, but what's interesting, since you want to refer to the legs, one of the legs of your current belief system is interesting. You still buy into the idea that there's going to be one thing here or one thing there that you are going to know and will change everything. And that's, again, looking for a shortcut, unless you wanted to throw a question to pitch in and you thought about a classic question in self-help to ask, what are some of you guys' beliefs? At the same time, I know you put quite a few hours, but here's what it is, okay? And that's, in a way, one of those legs you were hoping to get is, keep in mind, it's what you do when you think you've done it all, repeatedly applied, that will really make the difference. Yeah, because I wouldn't be where I'm at if I consistently had not gone back to, okay, I feel like I've done it all right now. Let's begin. I feel like I've done it all right now. Let's begin. I feel like I've done it all right now. Let's begin. So there's a pitfall at all levels, and there's some guys, they you know, they get it. I need to get some training. They begin, but they put the gloves down too soon. And that's kind of what you did. So right now, I would just jump in, and each new time you jump in, you got to refine that as well, okay? And most guys, they do the opposite. Most guys, what they do is they studied, they showed up, so they had a lot of baggage when they came in. They were not the most decisive, and they put some effort, but not all the efforts that they could, and they were probably a little bit too much apprehension and tension, and then they pushed despite of that, and they got somewhere. Now, what do most people do after that? They go at it with even less. And there already wasn't enough of that initially. Okay? So what you got to do now is crank it up and re-enter this with more dedication, more, even less apprehension, more open-mindedness, and more trust, and more willingness to try different things. Okay, gentlemen, we got 8 minutes left. Who's asking?
Thank you for the answer, Vince and Raj. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Andy.
I'm gonna have to log off right now just for today, because I have to be in this place and I have to go meet the person before they leave. So that's it for me tonight. I'll see you on Friday, Vince. Everybody, make sure you're attending the 7-day that Vince is doing. I'll be there over the weekend, and then we have an enormous event coming up with Frank from Germany. He's coming from Germany. It's called Enigma. Look it up. The venue is going to be ridiculous. And you guys have the opportunity to also come and get lodged, get stay in the venue. So all that, Vince, I'll talk to you real soon, but I have to jab. Okay? I'll talk to you
I totally soon. Get it. Thank you so much, okay. Rashi. If you get a chance to call me a little bit later, amazing things are happening.
I will.
Meanwhile, enjoy the evening. Thank you so much.
This summer, treat yourself with the dream hot babe-packed vacation and education of a lifetime. One entire week, ultimate, hardcore, badass, round-the-clock training and pickup with the world's top gurus. Announcing the 2016 7th Annual Pickup Academy, Total Manhood Makeover, July 11th to 17th, 2016, in Venice Beach and Hollywood, California, with Vince Kelvin. Arash Dibazar and such guest speakers as Hypnotica, Aikido, Adam Lyons, and many more surprises. Party bus, makeovers, dance classes. Go to www.seductioncoaching.com to reserve your spot. Hurry, sliding scale. Catch the best deal now.
Okay, gentlemen, I will pitch in then one really exciting new idea. Genuinely, I think I should save that for an audio program. That's what a lot of colleagues would do, even though they don't come up with fucking brilliant ideas like that, in all modesty. But check this out. I give you a little history on it, and then I give you the gold nugget, and you play with it. So yesterday, I noticed that girl at a store who had pink hair. We got the Global SLR coming up in September, the 23rd, 24th, 25th. And on the 24th, we're going to have the Pink Party. This is the second year we're doing this. So instead of bringing guys to a nightclub, we create the nightclub ourselves. Amazing. So anyway, most guys would have made the mistake to think, oh, maybe I could invite her to the Pink Party as a bait. I did it strongly as a test. So just to be clear, so I say, you, pink hair cousin, you look like you'd be a perfect candidate. You might be a good candidate for the Pink Party. To raise curiosity, will I ever invite her? I don't know. I don't care. But that's what was on my mind that day. So you don't necessarily would do it this way. But you toss something at her. It could be that you notice she's dressed very elegantly. But why? You dress very elegantly. You start however you want. And then I follow it up as she went outside. I just went outside, followed her, and I said, I got to tell you, initially when I looked at you, I thought, 90% she may be a good candidate for the party, and 10% I checked you out, and I thought, she's all right, you know? Now, it's shifting. Now it's getting 30% me going, she's cute, let's flirt with her, and 60% Pink Party. When you have a new idea, you want to put it to the test, and you want to do it again and again and again. So, I did it with another girl. I started by saying, wow, look at you. You're very fashionable. We talked a little bit. Then I said, you know what? Initially, I thought, she's very fashionable. 90%. 10% was, let's flirt with her. And then I was a bit of a punk. I told her, now it's changed. It's 89%. Interesting fashion. 11%. Oh, I want to flirt with her. Okay? So you toss something at her that is not a direct statement of, you want to talk to her because you're flirting with her. Then after that, you tell her the percentage. 90% was me noticing you for this and that. That 10% is me wanting to flirt with you. Then you tell her it's changing, and you have the option of turning it into a joke, say it's changing, and it's 11%, so it's 1% more as a joke, or you could say more than that. And here's the last chunk. I told her, but watch out, because if it goes beyond 50% right now, what's going to happen is going to be crazy. We're going to hang out longer, and we'll end up waking up next to each other tomorrow morning. So please, keep it below 50%. Now notice, it's a unique technique. This is very advanced. This is a lethal ninja. It's my reverse game, in which if I only had told her, you know what's going to happen next, we're going to spend the rest of the night together and wake up next to each other tomorrow morning, you could still manage saying it, but it would take a lot of playing with your tonality and who you are and the context and how you carry yourself to the world. But now I'm the one saying that she better stop, otherwise that's what's going to happen. Okay, so a couple announcements, gentlemen. We're here at Pickup Academy. I doubt somebody is going to jump on board right now, but we're still open to the idea. You would miss a day. We would prorate you for that. We are contemplating a live stream of the weekend at Pickup Academy. Okay? If anybody would want to be part of that, you message me right now or you contact me after the call. Arash, as mentioned, we're doing our most exclusive event. A gentleman is flying all the way from Germany. He's incredible at what he does, Frank White. You probably know him from Facebook and from Arash. And the three of us are going to teach in the most exclusive setting. It's very unique. It's called Enigma. It's about the power of saints, demons, and sorcerers. And that's the continuation, the next level up from our Inner Alchemy event. This one will also include cold reading, readings from those gentlemen, and so on. We're not going to let the world know about it in a way where we'll be blasting about it. We're just going to have you express your interest to us, and then we'll give you the details to see if this is something that's for you. But it's the most exclusive event, and the location is a celebrity location, a celebrity house. So I'm looking at the time, and I think that's about it for today, gentlemen, since I'm in the middle of teaching in Russia as an obligation. We'll meet you again next Monday. Thank you so much for all the questions, guys. Good night.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Divazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starters kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.